KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm your host, Eddie Hughes. Our co-host, Jim Bartko, has the day off from the show, but you might run into him in just a couple hours if you're one of the fans going out to today's Fresno State football spring preview. It's free to attend, parking is free, fans can go on the field afterwards, and all the action starts at 10:30 a.m. today at Bulldog Stadium. That's what today's show is about. Traditionally, it's been called the spring game. This year, they're calling it the spring preview, but it should be a great sneak peek for the Red Wave on the next chapter of Bulldog football with new head coach Jeff Tedford. I've been out to spring camp several times now, and I've seen a truly renewed energy out there. Hopefully that carries over into the fall when they get going with fall camp and then with all the games. New coach Jeff Tedford sat down with me recently for a lengthy one-on-one interview for a Q&A we're doing in the upcoming Fresno State magazine that'll publish in June. And Tedford said he wants this team to forget about last season, forget about that 1-11 record, put that in the past and look forward, focus on each day preparing for next season, improving their technique, improving in the weight room, and improving in the classroom. And if the players do all that, Tedford says, the team's record will take care of itself. Those big things will kind of take care of themselves if they do all those little things on the front end. Tedford, or Teddy Ball Coach, as I like to call him for fun, didn't want to predict the team's record this year. He didn't want to get into how many wins he thinks they can have or any of that. But we've seen him lead big turnarounds before. His first year as Cal's head coach, he inherited a team there back in 2002 that had just finished 1-10 the year before. In Tedford's first year at Cal, that team went 7-5, and it was the biggest turnaround in the nation that year in the NCAA. And, you know, it kind of sparked Tedford's run at Cal, where over 11 seasons he became their all-time winningest coach. Now he's back home, back at his alma mater, Fresno State. He played quarterback for the Bulldogs in 1981 and 82, and in the first two full seasons ever in Bulldog Stadium after it opened. And, you know, one of the biggest things that resonated with me during that conversation I had in Jeff Tedford's office recently is he said he feels an obligation as the head coach now. He feels an obligation to the guys who have played at Fresno State, guys who have coached here in the past, and all the fans who have invested in this program to get it back to the level where everyone's used to seeing it and make the Valley proud again. So I thought that was a really strong statement by Tedford, and it kind of shows you the way he's thinking, where his head's at heading into this season and his tenure as the Bulldogs head coach. And you can't ask for a much more powerful statement than that. Fans and alumni will have their first look at that next chapter of Bulldog football today. That's 10:30 a.m. at Bulldog Stadium for the spring football preview. Again, attendance is free, parking's free. You can go down on the field afterward. Bring your family, bring your friends, and just enjoy a Bulldog football scrimmage. Should be great weather. We saw the team scrimmage last Saturday as well. Kind of a tune-up for this big final scrimmage of spring camp that's happening today. And in that last scrimmage, Chasen Virgil, the quarterback, he had a great showing, threw for 5 touchdowns coming off his injury last season. He's still only a sophomore, even though he's got quite a bit of experience now. So that's certainly an encouraging sign to see a quarterback possibly emerge here early on in the season. Fans will certainly want to look and see, keep an eye out. Can Virgil replicate that type of success again today? But this week at spring camp, I talked to several players on the defensive side of the football, including a couple of those defensive backs, to see what their outlook is this year for the Bulldogs defense and how to stop opponents. We'll bring you those interviews now, starting with senior defensive tackle Nathan Madsen.
Big day for the fans coming up Saturday. You guys kind of get to show what you've been working on the past few weeks in spring camp. How eager are you to kind of put on that display for them, show them that next chapter of Bulldog football?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy there, and we're excited. We're excited to show the Valley what we can do, and we're excited to really show the opponents what we can do. So overall, you know, we're pumped. We're trying to get those fine details ready for the scrimmage. But yeah, overall, we're excited as a team.
How's your role changed in the new defensive scheme that you're running?
I mean, not too much. I've done a lot of stuff in the years past. So, you know, I kind of been through it all. So I'm just trying to help the young guys out. And at the same time, I'm trying to get the hang of the new technique that our D-line coach wants and everything. So stuff like that, you know, I really got to work on every day and help the D-line out.
And it's more of a 4-3 defensive concept in a sense, right? Talk about just that change you guys have made up front.
Yeah, you know, we got 4 down, so we have different lanes and pass rush, and we have different rules, and obviously 3-4. So overall, we're all just kind of trying to get the hang of it. It's easier for some other guys because I haven't been in the program for a long time, but I've been in there for a long time, so it's a little hard for me to break those habits.
Are you you the leader of this defense now? Do you look at yourself that way?
Yeah, I've been here for a while, and I'm an older guy, so I've been through championships, and I've been put through the ringer. So I feel like I'm a guy that's been through everything, and overall, I'm just a guy that if anyone wants to come talk to me or talk about anything, I'm there for them. So yeah, I feel like I'm one of those guys.
What do you want to prove in your last season as a Bulldog?
Just overall, I want to be more of a playmaker. I want to bring the energy for our whole defense. I've seen guys like that in the past, and those certain type of players can really change how the season goes. So I really look forward to being that type of guy and bring the energy.
What do you think the main difference is that fans will notice in the way this year's team plays as opposed to last season?
Just our hustle, our fight. We've been working really hard all camp to, no matter what the situation is, we're going to push and we're going to try and get that ball back on defense, or as offense, we're going to try and punch ball and get the score.
Where do you think that hustle and that fight comes from? Is it the new staff? Are they infusing more energy into you? Or talk about that.
Yeah, I feel like it's part of the new staff, but overall, I mean, we didn't like the way last year went. Obviously, no one did. So we got a lot of energy, and we know that what we did last year wasn't good enough. And, no matter what, we got to put the hard work in. But overall, I think it's a little 50-50, both staff and the players.
And Jamar Cain, your new position coach, talk about him and your relationship with him and how that's developing.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a young coach, so he has great energy, and he has different technique. And for me, I've been doing the same technique for the past few years, so to just get a new younger guy in there, kind of, it's just awesome to get that energy in there and go over. Just he has different ways of doing things, and sometimes when you just switch stuff up, that's all we need. So as a defensive line in that room, we're all excited and we're pumped to start the season.
Has your technique personally changed at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's just minor things, coming off the ball, getting knocked back. We're not so much lateral this year. We're getting more knocked back and falling back, stuff like that. So we're trying to be more block the stores.
And then tell me about your teammates a little bit, especially on the D-line there. What is tell me about what a few of the guys, a few of the other starters can offer to this team, how their play differs and kind of complements one another.
For me, when I see a younger guy and there's, they might do something wrong or technique, I just love going over it and trying to fix that. So we all kind of have a dynamic where we're feeding off each other. Oh, well, I might do something wrong. It doesn't matter if you're a young guy or old guy. You say something wrong, speak up. We got to do this. We got to work on this more. So we're all kind of feeding off each other.
And you got Tobenna and yeah, Van Hook at the end now. Talk about how they're adjusting.
Yeah, we got some new guys in the room, so they're trying to learn. And, it's just a bigger room and, more guys to just talk and go over stuff. So, I mean, it's a lot coming at us real quick. So we're just trying to take it and run with it.
What type of interior defensive line do you want to have this year with you and Malik and Patrick and some of those guys who are going to make up that interior and kind of set the tone maybe for the entire defense?
Definitely a change from last year. We want to be more physical. We want to come with the ball. We want to knock offensive linemen back. We want to be block shorters, like I said previously. So we really have a lot of – we've been focusing on that, and Coach Kane has been working on that with us. So, that's our mentality. It's completely different from last year. And, we still got the movement and everything go with it, but we just need to be more physical.
Are you yourself expected to get to the quarterback, or are you more the run stopper, kind of holding the front there?
We try and do everything, but we obviously – as players, we know we do one thing better than another, so we like to build on top of what we think we're good at, but at the same time, we can't lack in a pass rush because we need to be overall good players. So, I mean, certainly there's run stoppers on our line, and then there's pass rushers, but overall, we need to be able to do everything in every different situation.
All right, Nathan Madsen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Yep. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
That was Nathan Madsen, the Bulldogs' most experienced defensive lineman. And here's another guy with some experience back there in the secondary, junior Tank Kelly.
So we're here with Tank Kelly. Talk to us a little bit about how, the new staff has come together and what they're bringing to the secondary in particular.
The new staff, they're great. They're perfect for us. They're a great fit. They're young. They're excited. They bring a lot of energy to the practices. We're especially, as a whole group, as a football team, we're all high-powered and into, coming out and starting fast. They preach that. That's one of their main core values. Come out fast, start out fast, so we won't have to pick it up later.
And you're one of the guys who's been here for a while, a veteran of the team, so to speak. But talk about some of the younger guys and what you see from them so far.
They have a lot of talent. Some of the young, they act like they're – it's as if they're older. You can't tell the difference when they came in. So when they came in, we didn't really have to teach them much except for learning and plays. And once they got the plays, they jumped right in and they got straight to it.
What does each one offer, if you could go through a couple of the key guys there and, what different talents each of them have?
Jaron Bryant has great feet and great hips. Juju has a great act for a ball. He's a ball hawk. I compare him to Tyron Matthews. He's always around the ball. Jackson Finch, he's a JUCO product, but he's great. He has a great football IQ. Jakeem Fed, he brings a lot of smartness to it, too. He has a great IQ as well. He's just like Jackson.
And then talk about yourself. How would you describe yourself, your own play?
I'm an all-around player, really. I just got nice feet, nice speed. But without the team, I'm really just basic. As long as I do my part, we're all one unit.
Who's the fastest in the unit?
The fastest, that would have to be Moi. That would have to be me. I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
Talk about J.D. Williams as a coach. What type of respect and admiration do the guys have for him?
We all have respect for J.D. I mean, if you look at his background, he's first-round pick. That's all you have to say for it. He's a first-round pick, so you have to have respect. You have to listen, and you have to wonder just like, okay, if he did it, maybe I can do it too. And you got to believe in what he's teaching, and that's what we're doing. We love Coach J.D.
Does he talk to you guys about being a first-round pick, what it took to get to that level?
Oh, that was the very first day. That's all we had questions for. And he explained it. He went to us thoroughly what he did day in, day out. And we try to repeat and do the same things as well.
When you hear your new coach is going to be a guy with that type of pedigree who's played in Super Bowls and things like that, does that kind of automatically, you know, pique your interest as far as what type of teacher and coach he'll be?
Oh, yes. Yes, extremely. We all want to be the best. We all want to learn, and we're always up in the office getting extra film and asking, how can we be like you? How can we do this? What did you do? Asking questions like that.
We talked to Nathan Mattson just a second ago, and how big is the defensive line and the pressure they apply on how well you guys can play on the back end?
They bring there's a lot of new blitzes and everything. They're very strong now. We've been working on more force, more pressure onto the offensive line. They bring it. They come off. They get up quick. You know, they're mobile. I compare them to Oregon. You know, they move faster now. So that'll be a big strength for us on defense. And on the back end, that helps us see our keys, see the wide receiver, see the routes better, and it makes us play faster. As a unit, like as the whole defense, we all play faster.
As far as the defense and how it's changed with the new defensive coordinator, are the things you guys are doing in the secondary pretty much the same, or what's changed?
The only thing that I can say that has changed is we're learning more about football. It's not just one thing. Like, we know the end of the play. We know formations. We know what the line does. We know every position on the field. That's the difference.
And tell me a little bit about your major and what you're studying in school right now.
I'm just a communications major right now. I have two more semesters. Just literally trying to become a teacher that way, so possibly I could become a coach one day and do the same thing that Coach JD's doing.
You know, we hear about academics and athletics rising together. Is that emphasis something that you think is good for all the guys on the team to feel the importance of both sides in and out of the classroom, on and off the playing field?
Yes, because it applies as well to football. Some people don't think it does, but if you can pay attention to a class and learn the small details and remember it, then you can remember plays and know the small details, small things that could tell you plays that could happen before.
We've got the spring game coming up. The fans will be out there, probably the biggest crowd you guys have played in since last season. Talk about how much you're looking forward to seeing some of the fans and showing them, you know, this next chapter of Bulldog football.
As a team, we're ready. We're extremely ready. We just want to show everybody what we can do. We just want to put on our athletic and just showcase stuff for the fans and let them know that we won't give them a disappointing season like last year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That was Tank Kelly, the junior cornerback, who helps lead a relatively young group of corners this season, but a group with pretty high expectations. I also caught up with sophomore safety Mike Bell, a guy fans and coaches are really excited about. He's a 6'3" safety with coverage skills. He played some corner last year, but this year expects to settle in at safety, and he's a guy who could be a real difference maker for the Dogs. Here's what Mike Bell had to say.
We're here with Mike Bell. Guys are kind of gearing up for the spring game on Saturday. Give the fans a taste of what you've been working on the past few weeks out here at practice. But how anxious are you just to show fans this next chapter of Bulldog football?
Man, we've been working so hard. We can't wait to everybody come out and see what we really put together over these course of like 2 months. We've really been grinding, going to show everybody a new wave of football.
Thank you. Yeah, you're sweating a little bit right now, a little extra work with Coach J.D. Williams over there.
Yeah.
But talk about what J.D.'s brought to this unit, and just as a teacher, as a coach, as a mentor.
He's just tough. He's a Bulldog guy, and everybody, and Bulldogs from centuries have been known to be tough, and he brought that toughness back. We're just trying to get it back where it should be.
Is it cool to hear stories from a guy like that who's been here in the past and who knows, you know, kind of the history of Bulldog football and how it all came to where it is now?
Yeah, it's great. He just, every day, he tells us a little something, a little piece here and there, how they reflect back to what we've been doing. So it's good to hear somebody who did it before us and just see the tradition continue and build.
When there's a coaching change like there was last year and you're waiting to find out who your next position coach is going to be, does a guy like JD Williams, a former first round pick, guy who played in Super Bowls, does he have instant credibility with you all because of that stuff?
Of course. Everything he's going to say, we're going to take in just because his credentials. You've seen he came from here, first round, been to too many Super Bowls. So it's just like every little thing you can pick up on, you just try to just try to get it back going. Whatever he says, you just try to catch up on it. Little thing here, little thing here. But it's good learning from him.
Is he pretty modest about that stuff, or does he like to remind you of where he's played in the past?
It's a little of both. When somebody do a good play, you know, you hear a little like, oh, back in my day, it's one of those type deals. But it's always good to hear where he's coming from.
And you're at safety now. I know you played a little bit of corner in the right. past, but talk about that transition and what you're looking to show this year for the fans.
Well, the transition wasn't that hard. I played safety in high school, so it was just getting right back to my roots. But I feel like our secondary is going to be second to none this year in our conference. We have a great secondary between Tank, Juju, Potts. We just have a bunch of guys everywhere. You will see a lot of new cats, and you'll like them.
Your secondary, I know you need that D-line up front to get a push as well to help you guys out. But talk about how important that is to have each unit sort of working together.
Yeah, especially this year with our new coaching staff. We've just been knowing a lot more what the D-line been doing, a lot how they're going to get to the quarterback a lot. So it should make a lot of more plays for us. But in the newspaper, it's just going to show us making plays. But it's really the D-line. We have to give all credit to them.
Who's the leader of your unit?
The leader? We have leaders in every unit. I couldn't say. Potts is a great leader for the DBs. Nella is a great leader for the linebackers. James is a great leader. Sumo to the D-line. We have a lot of Nate's a senior. He's leading us well. KK, Jaleel, we have a lot of leaders out there.
When teams play you guys this coming season, what impression do you want them to have of the secondary?
Physical. We're there every time. We're physical. If you make a catch, we're going to be there. You're going to feel us every time.
All right, Mike Bell, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thank you.
That was sophomore safety Mike Bell. And now we'll bring you a few comments from the head coach, Jeff Tedford, heading into today's spring preview.
Out of coaching, and I include last year because you weren't like working with players directly, what did you miss most?
Work with players. Yeah. I mean, last year was great, but it was all, you know, it was all game planning and stuff like that where you couldn't be with the players. But being on the field, working with the players and seeing improvement every day and stuff like that is pretty special.
Do you have like certain, so like everybody on the, like, are we to the point, I guess, now where you have a relationship with at least every guy on the team?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, we're in a lot of meetings together, team meetings, you know, all that. Look at every one of their academics, you know. 3 times a week, so you know it's getting to know them pretty well.
And so, like, when you're observing individual guys on the practice field, are you kind of just looking at them and saying, okay, are you projecting ahead? Are you looking at what they're doing right? I mean, like, so every single guy is getting your attention, mm-hmm. at least as far as what your thoughts are about him, even if you're not communicating.
Yeah, it depends on which. Yes, for sure. Yeah, and then when I go watch the tape, I'll, you know, watch it over and over and over again, watch every position.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's something you'll do, like, after practice?
Yeah. I'll go up there right now, and I'll turn the tape on and take a lot of time watching it, watch their drill work, and see what they're doing. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what spring ball is for, especially for us, not knowing the kids is evaluation, you know, and then how they're improving. And, you know, I don't think it's right to pigeonhole people. You know, you can't take your first impression and stick that with them. You know, some guys are young, and you gotta. I think that's a mistake coaches make sometimes. Is like freshmen. You know, you have a first impression of them. I think you gotta make sure you give them time to grow and develop and improve. Right. You know, so and that's what spring's been all about too. Is, you know, seeing where the guys started and how they're gonna finish is really important.
So I mean, you're watching film of returning players from last year, and it was obviously a bad year. You watched a lot of bad film, but then when you see those same guys out here that maybe you didn't have a great impression of when you're watching the old film, do you have, kind of look at these guys in a new light or new perspective?
I don't even think about last year. Yeah. Tell you the truth.
I mean, that's the evaluation you had on a lot of players. Was
yeah,
watching
but
them,
I right? didn't even, I didn't take that to heart,
right?
At all. You know, we all started over, you know, because right. I don't know what they were asked to do or what was expected of them or what the standard was. So, you know, I'm not gonna pass judgment on something I wasn't here for.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not so much that, but I mean, I guess when you watch a guy on film when you're having a bad year, and you watch the same kid out here and practice with a new coaching staff, you know, new lease on life, kind of forces you to look at thinking about it.
Really, I mean, I didn't even look at him last year. I mean, kind of looked to see what our needs were in recruiting at the time. And after that, I didn't go back and watch it anymore. You know, they all started with a clean slate. You know, what they did in our off-season conditioning program and weightlifting program, and then, you know, what they're doing now, how they've improved since day one, their attitudes, how they're learning. You know, that's another big thing. How are they learning, you know, on day-to-day? How are they digesting the playbook? You know, how many mental mistakes they make. All that stuff goes into it, and then effort and attitude, and, you know, it's all of it.
What are your impressions right now on the growth of the team as a whole from the start of spring?
It's been productive, been very productive. Wednesday, I thought we had our best practice so far. You know, and then, you know, we'll cut it loose a little bit on Saturday here. But I think they're into it. They're trying to do what we're asking them to do. I think the standards and the expectation, you know, they're getting what it's all about. And they're making progress each day.
Is there a position group or certain position groups that you're relying on a couple guys that are coming in the fall? Or do you think, you know, that first string is pretty much set right now?
No, not even close to being set. There's a couple guys that, you know, we know that, you know, that they're doing a good job, but there's a lot of guys coming in here that we're expecting to contribute to the team.
And are there certain position groups where that's truer than others?
No, it's pretty much everywhere. Pretty much everywhere. Depending if they're JC guys or high school kids or whatever, but everybody's going to get a chance to compete. And, you know, as we go through the first part of camp, everyone's going to get equal opportunity to show what they can do. You know, and so we need to make sure we do a good job of evaluating and put them in a position to compete. And you know, and that takes time. You can't just do that in 2 days, 3 days, and then cut the reps back. You know, they're going to need to progress, you know, through it.
Are you the type of coach who enjoys practice? I know some coaches like practice more than games, I've heard before. And what type of coach are you as far as that goes?
Why do you think that is?
No pressure?
Yes, I love practice. I love spring practice because even practice in the fall, you know, you're kind of grinding a little bit, you know, and making sure, you know, game week, the season is always a little bit more, it's always a little bit more anxiety going on, you know, but this is great to come out here every day and be able, you know, be able to make some mistakes, be able to try new things and have some time in between to evaluate. And so I love spring ball. It's my favorite times of year. I love games too, but there's definitely a different feeling going into game week, you know.
Where do you fall on the scale of a coach as a authoritarian figure, total disciplinarian, and on the other side being buddy-buddy and totally friendly? Where do you think you fall on that scale?
More on the disciplinarian side. You could ask the players, they'll tell you, I think.
Why do you think that is, and was there a coach that informed you as far as...
No, I just think that's the way it is. You know, I care about the kids, and we care about the kids a lot, you know, as a whole person, you know, and I think, you know, the more they get to know and the more we're together, they know, you know, they'll know that, and they think they do know that, that we're really engaged in their academics and what they're doing and care about them and, you know, and how we practice and those type of things, but it's got to be discipline, you know, it's not... You know, there has to be standards that we live by, you know, and to do that, you know, a coach sometimes has to take a player where he can't take himself so he can be what he wants to be. And so it's not a popularity contest.
Those standards and habits that you talk about and you want to form, do those have to be hammered in sometimes, or can they be gently eased in?
I think there's a mixture of it. Yeah, I think there's a mixture. I mean, it's not predetermined what's going to happen. It's kind of, it depends how many times you've had to say it before. Is it the first time? Is it a teaching opportunity? Or is, you know, we should never have to really coach effort. You know, effort needs to be something that we play with every single play. You know, so, but that's, that's what the purpose of what we're doing now is. You know, and I think they're getting it. I think they're getting it. I think they're understanding the tempo we need to play at and how we have to run and how to tackle and play smart, be disciplined, all that stuff.
You switch up like your rotations and things like that. Like after 2 weeks, you looked at film and said, "Hey, these guys need more reps, and we're gonna put them up." We've done that.
Certain guys, yeah.
Certain
places.
Every position group, or just sort of a few of them.
No, well, it depends. I mean, I think pretty much every position group, you know, they mix in there with the ones and the twos or what have you. Yeah.
Obviously, fans have a couple chances to come out and see you guys in these two scrimmages here, concluding with the spring preview next Saturday. How good will it be for this team to play in front of a bit of a crowd and just for you to provide that access to the fans?
Well, I don't know. I think the players always appreciate that and enjoy it. We've actually had a lot of people at practice all the time, but they're recruits, you know. We've had, like you saw, all these people out here today. You know, 7-on-7 teams stopped by here. I think we had two teams here today. You know, we had about 40 people from a local high school came to practice the other day. So usually there's quite a few people around, you know, people in spring break coming by and former players and things like that to come by. But I think it always creates a little bit of energy anytime that there's people in the stadium and there's a little buzz going on. I think it's great for the players.
You think it's great for the community too to get that buzz going with them?
I hope so. Yeah, I really do. Yeah. You know, and I know it's spring ball, and you know, but so we got a long way to go till fall camp. But you know, we just continue to get better each day, and yeah, I'm really excited about the team's energy and about their focus and about how they're going about their work. You know, and so you know, we are in spring ball, but it's great. Like I said, for the fans to come out, the players love it. I hope the fans enjoy what they see. You know, they enjoy, you know, seeing the players have hard work, you know, working hard and doing that type of thing.
When we get to the fall, to get into that schedule, all Saturday games this year, how important is that community support going to be filling up Bulldog Stadium?
It's really important, you know, because you need to create an environment and an atmosphere for a home field advantage, the Red Wave. You know, this is a really hard place to play when this place is really going. And so it's critical, you know, our success. I mean, our fans can do a lot to help us. You know, there's going to be close games, you know, and anytime we can create an environment in there that makes it hard on the other team, then that's to our advantage. So our fans have a lot to do with our success. We have an obligation, of course, to put a product on the field that they enjoy coming to watch, but they do. They mean a lot to us as a program, our fans, to fill up the stadium.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it. Take care.
That was Bulldog football head coach Jeff Tedford, and that's all the time we have for today. But fans, make sure to get out to Bulldog Stadium today, 10:30 a.m. for the Bulldog football spring preview. Bring your family, bring your friends, and let's rally the valley behind Fresno State Athletics. Thanks again to today's guests, Bulldog football coach Jeff Tedford, and three student-athletes, Mike Bell, Nathan Madsen, and Tank Kelly. Thanks to my assistant producer, Kaylee Conlin, and thank you for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSRSports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.